Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, even before President Obama announced his new energy plan yesterday, the fight over it had already begun. At least 15 state attorneys general are said to be preparing a legal challenge to the plan, which would require deep cuts in climate-changing emissions from power plants. But here in Massachusetts, the proposal is drawing bipartisan support. Republican Governor Charlie Baker's administration and both of the state's Democratic senators issued statements in support of the president's proposal. Joining us on the line to discuss how this plan might affect Massachusetts' energy future is Brad Campbell. He's the new president of the Boston-based Conservation Law Foundation, and he was instrumental in negotiating some of New England's key climate change regulations. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Well, if we read the New York Times this morning, we see that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce was really reaching out to GOP governors and preparing this legal strategy against this proposal from the White House. Why was Massachusetts so different?
Massachusetts is different in part for a number of reasons, but foremost because Massachusetts has been a leader in getting ahead of the curve and addressing the climate challenge and reducing greenhouse gas emissions overall. The Massachusetts goal for reductions under its Global Warming Solutions Act corresponds very closely to the pace of reductions that is required under the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan.
But is there a part of this that you think might not be good for Massachusetts?
I really don't. I think that, if anything, the goals that have been outlined in the time frame that have been outlined are not as aggressive as they could be, because it's our view that Massachusetts could actually do better than the Clean Power Plan and may in fact be likely to, because these are for Massachusetts these are very modest reductions phased in over a very long compliance period that extends to 2030. So we regard this as a good step and a strong step by the administration. But it's not going to suffice by itself to get the reductions we need. And, in fact, we think Massachusetts, either acting alone or with other New England states, could well exceed these goals.
Now, emissions, it's my understanding, are down in Massachusetts more than 40% over the past decade?
That's approximately right.
So then how far does Massachusetts have to go to meet the president's goal? Are we close to that, or how does that work?
Well, we are on a path. Our path of emissions reductions is actually even steeper for Massachusetts under the Commonwealth's Global Warming Solutions Act. The pace of reductions required under state law through 2020 is actually slightly more aggressive than the Clean Power Plan, which is unlike the Commonwealth's law, is focused just on the power plant sector. To give you a sense of scale, this is equivalent to retiring one modest-sized baseload power plant, which, given the explosion of investment in renewables, the opportunities that are presented by energy efficiency, which is one of the permitted compliance options under the Obama administration's plan, this is going to be a fairly painless path for Massachusetts to comply with this final rule.
And what about hydropower? Last month, the governor filed legislation to dramatically increase hydropower.
Well, the hydropower will play a role in keeping our carbon emissions down, but we also need to recognize that additional renewables need to be deployed, that we were, because of the impacts of dams and the like, that we're probably close to the ceiling of what we can achieve through hydropower in the region, and the focus really should be on the deployment of other renewables, solar and wind and the like.
All right. Bradley Campbell, president of the Conservation Law Foundation, which is based here in Boston. Thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Deborah.